back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. We used to do Baltimore sports here at AM 1570, but we're keeping calm. We're staying local. We are Baltimore positive. Don Moeller, my dear friend, mentor, one-time guidance counselor at Dundalk High School, 1982, joins us live via satellite from Catonsville. He is a Zoom, Zoom, Zoom guy, but we are Baltimore positiving here. Don, you dreamed up Health Week here as week seven of the pandemic, and we're getting ready for an election, and all things are happening here. But we have a really interesting one here this week that really has taken on a new complexion as Governor Hogan, who I know when you were the county executive, you were a Democrat, he was a Republican, it's red, it's blue, it's all that. It's been a little wonderful little purple thing coming together, if not a South Korean thing with his wife Yumi bringing these test kits in. And we're about to get into what happens to those test kits here, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, as a Democrat and someone who has not always seen eye to eye with the governor, I think without a doubt the governor has been one of the outstanding leaders in the nation, both in terms of the way he's managed the pandemic from day one and the way he's taking a really reasoned approach to working towards reopening the state. So I think, as you said, there's no red and blue in this. It's all purple, and I'm real excited about Health Week. I'm excited that our sponsors continue to stand with us during this. We thank our friends at Fadley's, who now can bring those famous crab cakes curbside to you as well as deliver them directly to your house. Our friends at State Fair, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as we've said on a number of recent podcasts, they have a new service now where they'll package up all your produce and all your protein, put it in a box. You don't have to run to the store. Simply call State Fair. They'll put this food box together for you, bring it right to your car, save you a trip to the supermarket. Another great service by State Fair in Catonsville. And our friends at Moeller and Gary Realtors, Jeff Moeller, 410-746-1547. Moeller and Gary Realtors continuing to list and sell homes during a pandemic. It's amazing what they're able to do. And Nestor, I know you are excited about our next guest, Dr. Doering, because you've got some things on your mind regarding dentistry that may not even be related to COVID-19, but are very important in the Aparicio household.
Well, I'm going to reach to my dear friend, Dr. Charles Fine, and our friends at Serious Steaks, and who's been on and through all we've done with Give a Spit, and There Goes My Hero, and trying to save lives, more lives like the life of my wife, who's sitting in the other room. And, swabbing was something that lent itself to dentistry, and I've always thought, like, they're in your mouth, it's saliva. I've always talked that this, any dentist I ever encounter over the last 6 years, my wife will tell you, it doesn't matter, airport, library, civic event, Ravens Roost, wherever it is, if you're a dentist or a dental assistant, I generally pull you around about this. And Dr. Charlie Doering has stepped up here. We're going to give him some space here. He is a general dentist in the Rockville area, but he's on the Maryland State Dental Association Board of Trustees. He's also the chairman of its Legislative Affairs Committee as well. And I will give the links to all of his dentistry and all the cool stuff that he does down there. But first off, Dr. Doering, welcome in. I had a dentist appointment literally day after tomorrow. My dear dentist here in Baltimore, Dr. Lebo's a couple blocks away. He's just a wonderful, wonderful man, an incredible a dentist as well. I had to cancel the appointment, and this is where we are. And my teeth look nice, but they need some cleaning right now. So I called you up. How you doing, Doc? And holding up okay during this pandemic, right?
I am doing fine. We're doing great. We're seeing patients on emergency basis. What we want to do is help out the first line healthcare providers by taking care of patients with their urgent needs. We don't want someone with a dental abscess or a loose tooth or some dental trauma to show up at the emergency room or the urgent care clinics right now. We want those folks to be focused on taking care of COVID-19 patients and preserve the PPE, the personal protection equipment, for those patients. So that's why we've asked that all elective procedures from our patients, and they've been most understanding, to postpone that for now. I know they want to come in, but we're preserving the PPE, and taking care of the emergencies. And hopefully we'll get through this pandemic and open up, because we really miss seeing our patients. We miss all the staff being back, the dental hygienists and all the dental assistants. So we thank everyone out there for being patient. And if you do have a problem, certainly contact your dentist, and they're available to help. We're not closed. We're here to help. We're actually doing some teledentistry now. We had a bill passed in Annapolis on the last day, and the governor signed it a couple weeks ago, and we're providing some teledentistry to help our patients so that they don't have to climb in a car, get a mask, and come visit us. Sometimes we can triage that way.
How can you tell a dentist? Honestly, like what does that entail, teledentistry?
Well, typically what would happen, the patient would contact our office with a problem or concern, and we would try to triage. Obviously, if it's emergency, acute pain or swelling or bleeding, we would do a quick review of their health history on the phone, have them come in, take their temperature, do a screening, and go ahead and provide the emergency care. But a lot of times it's a little bit of discomfort, we're not sure, so the patient can give us a call, and we can set up like a Zoom appointment and have a virtual appointment one-on-one. Many times the patient we'll take some photographs, so they'll use some spoons to retract the cheeks, and I can see all the way back to the second molar. So there is some triage, some little tricks to it, but all in all, I think it helps. And if we see something urgent, obviously we've got to bring the patient in. If it's something, well, maybe we can phone in a prescription and try a therapy for a day or two, and certainly follow up the patient. And many times they feel better just talking to a healthcare professional and addressing their concern that way. So we're very excited about telehealth and teledentistry, and we thank our leaders in Annapolis and our governor for passing that legislation.
Don Moeller joining us here, a Baltimore County executive, as well as Dr. Charlie Doering. He is representing the Maryland State Dental Association, the Board of Trustees. We get these testing kits into the state this week, and we're all sort of wondering. My wife and I think we had COVID. My wife spent a month in bed in January with two undiagnosed things that felt sort of like the flu. She obviously has some immune issues, and wound up in the emergency room, all of that stuff. The testing would be important for us. Now, my wife wouldn't be an antibody donor, but I'm a pretty healthy dude. I might be. And we'd like to know whether we had it. And this is where we are at this point, to say, where will the testing come from? And I know Don put together this idea for health week, but how the ripple effect of all of this has affected every dentist, my dental appointment, if I had an abscessed tooth, what would happen? And then you guys have a lot of time on your hands, all the dentists, right? And the one thing I would say for the general society and the governor of Georgia, who doesn't understand science and what asymptomatic would mean, I would think most of you dentist types are pretty down with the science of what a pandemic is. And once you peel back the onion on this in February into March, all of you sort of understand this as a complete medical emergency for everyone in our society. And even though I'm sure many of you aren't happy to not be practicing right now, you sort of understand this from the first line of defense of what we're trying to do. And now what we're trying to do to get back to society as we know it is get people tested. And there's a science involved in this. And the first thing are these testing kits. Now they're in the state. We saw them in the Korean airplane. We've seen Larry Hogan and Yumi Hogan out in front of this. Now what happens with these? And maybe this is where you and Dr. Lebo and Dr. Fine and all of my dentist friends come into this, huh?
Well, we're certainly working with our Maryland State Board of Dental Examiners. That's the part of the health department that licenses us and reviews the scope of practice. So we're working with the Maryland State Board of Dental Examiners and our health department to see exactly what dentists can do as far as testing. So we're working very hard. As soon as those tests come available, of course, They have to be dedicated to the front line, to the emergency rooms and the urgent care places. But dentistry would like very much to be involved in that testing. And if a patient comes positive, do the correct referral to our medical colleagues and report those findings. So that's what we're working on right now. The tests aren't in our offices now, but we hope, you know, in a week or two or three that we could be really assisting our health department in screening patients. You know, for our practitioners and our staff, they obviously have concerns themselves and often would like to be tested to know. Also looking at the antibody test to know if someone might be in a acute phase where they might be infectious and need to be quarantined versus those that have antibodies that might fight off a possible future COVID infection. So those are important screening tools. This is a very fast-paced, fast-track world we're in, I think we'll know very shortly the extent of the testing that could be performed to help our medical colleagues in fighting this really national health emergency.
Doc, will dentistry look different on the other side of a pandemic? Will dental practices be the same, or will they also, like so much else, be forever changed?
You're going to take my temperature when I walk in, right? I mean, that's the first thing that's going to happen, right?
We do. We're screening our patients on the phone, and when they come in, they fill out an additional questionnaire. We do take temperatures, and these are on our emergency patients right now. Now, something to consider, if a patient has an abscess tooth or an infection, they're also going to have an elevated temperature many times. So having an elevated temperature in itself does not mean you're infected with COVID-19. It just means your body's metabolism is fighting off some type of infection. But it could be an oral infection. It could be COVID-19. So that's a screening tool. We're spacing the patients out, keeping, you know, one patient in the waiting room at a time. And so when we slowly get back into things, I think it's not going to be a mad dash back to your dental office. It's going to be slow, doing the social distancing, and not kind of overtaxing the system where we have a flood of patients in. It's going to be a slow process. I will say the dental profession has been very, very active always in following CDC guidelines going way back to the AIDS crisis from 20, 30 years ago when I started practicing. Maryland dentists and dental hygienists and dental auxiliaries are required for licensure and certification to take infection control courses. So they are up to speed, and these are required for licensure. I do think the CDC, Center for Disease Control, may very well come up with some additional recommendations. We don't know at this point what those might be. You know, would it be wearing a head covering, face shields, things like that, or better air circulation, things to minimize aerosol in the dental office. That we do think we're a high-risk occupation because we're obviously working in the mouth and the aerosol that occurs. So there are going to be some changes, but we're going to have to work and follow very closely with the Center for Disease Control on that, on exactly what those recommendations are going to be. But I foresee some changes, but I don't think it's going to be that that different from what we've already been doing for many decades.
Dr. Charles Doering is our guest. He's with the Maryland State Dental Association's Board of Trustees, but also with North Bethesda Dental Associates. You can find him out on the web at NBDA, not like the NBA. They don't play anymore, but the NBDA.dentist. You can find him out there. Go ahead, Don. I know you had more for Dr. Doering.
No, yeah, I was just thinking, Doc, I know it's untoward to talk about personal finances in the midst of a national pandemic, but I'm thinking about the dental profession and how it basically, like so many other industries, have shut down other than emergencies. And I'm thinking of young dentists all across the nation who are just beginning practices with loads of debt, I imagine, when you come out of dental school. What are your thoughts about folks just beginning who are facing a ton of debt and all of a sudden now their client base isn't there? What's the thoughts of the dental industry at this time regarding that?
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned for young dentists and dental students. I mean, they can't finish their requirements, and their graduation has been postponed. So, and young dentists are struggling. I get emails and take calls from our younger Maryland State Dental Association members, and I feel for them. I offer them advice and tell them to hang in there. You know, we give a lot of webinar information, say on the teledentistry, how they can stay active and in communication with their patients that way. We offer information on the PPP loans and various state grants and loans that are available, and try to get access for that. Of course, we're looking at Congress to extend those PPP loans because the it's quickly run out.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a challenge, and that's true. I think it's an example when we think of the far-reaching impact, the economic impact of this. Folks don't think of an industry like the dental industry, but all these young folks who now, you know, and we would jokingly say in the past, well, maybe in addition to help pay off these loans, you got to go out and 10 bar at the same time. Well, now you can't even go out and 10 bar or
drive Uber, right? Literally.
In the local, Home Depot or drive Uber. I mean, it's a challenging time. And I'm curious, Doc, we love people's personal stories. At what point did young Charlie decide dentistry is for me? Is it like you're watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and you see Hermie the dentist and you say, that's my career? I mean, how does that happen? When does a young guy say, dentistry, that's me?
Well, it was a personal experience and relationship that I had with my family dentist. And that grew into a mentorship and an associateship, and now I'm part owner of the dental practice. So, you know, that is getting involved in a established practice, which I think many young dentists do today. It's very hard to pay off student loans and put your shingle out and open your own practice at this point. So,
but these are all small businesses. Literally. I don't think I've ever been in a dentist practice that I wouldn't consider a small business. They don't look like Walmart. They don't.
Correct. Most offices are small businesses. We employ people in the community. And we try to provide services back to the community, such as we've got a group of dentists providing a program called MedicalSupplyDrive.comfort, where they're gathering unused PPE and providing it to hospital emergency departments where it's needed, because we don't see the influx of the patients that we usually see. So we're trying to do our part in the community to try to help the young dentists with offering advice, and hopefully we can get back into a more normal routine shortly. I say a lot of the dentists are taking this opportunity to do continuing education. A lot of many webinars are going on right now, and the Maryland State Dental Association's offering some of those. Many of them are free. So it's a downtime, but maybe a time to kind of hone your skills. Tomorrow,
well, speaking, Doc, of your role in the Maryland Dental Association and you're a member of the Legislative Affairs Committee, we can't let you get out of here without talking about what are you fighting for in Annapolis? What have you been working toward, and why should we care as citizens?
Access to care. It's our number one priority. We feel every Marylander should have a dental home. Someone they can turn to.
I thought everybody has a dentist, right? When I'm beating you guys up the swab, I thought, well, everyone winds up in a dentist chair. Everyone doesn't. I mean, I do because I have insurance and I've lived on that pathway in life. But what percentage of people? We all have a dentist. We have a toothache, right? But what percentage of people literally haven't seen a dentist in 5 or 10 years for any reason?
Studies show that about 50% of the adult population does not routinely go to the dentist.
That's a big number.
Significant number. Some of it is some of the barriers to care that we're looking at and trying to address is like we're doing with the COVID-19, not have people go to the emergency room. If they don't have a dental home, we're working with agencies to refer those patients to a dentist locally nearby, once they're initially triaged, not to prescribe them an antibiotic and a pain medicine because that only adds to the opioid crisis, but to make that direct referral, that direct connection. You know, Dr. Doering's office is down the road and they can see you tomorrow at 8 a.m. or something like that. So we're working with emergency departments on that. We're working on interesting aspect of teledentistry and introducing that to, say, long-term care facilities because many of our patients are not able to come visit us in a traditional dental office. So if we can access them through cameras, working with nursing assistants, charge nurses, physicians, dietitians, speech therapists, through telecommunication, we can provide better access to those patients as well.
Well, Doc, you said you're down there in Annapolis in the General Assembly fighting for better access to care. Educate our listeners. What's the state's role? What can the state do to improve access to care? Because that seems like an interesting issue, particularly when you mentioned 50% don't go to a dentist on a regular basis. So what can and should the state be doing?
Well, under the CHIPS program, the Child Health Insurance Program, we've done a very, very good job improving access to care for kids. All those children under the state Medicaid program, which is called Maryland Healthy Smiles, should be assigned a dental home. And so they have a place to go to. Now, there are other programs with say pregnant females under Medicaid. We've budgeted for next year to extend those benefits for another 6 weeks postpartum. So what used to be is if a female delivered a baby in the Medicaid Maryland Healthy Smiles, the day they delivered, even though we weren't finished their care, their benefits expired under the budget. Governor's budget for next year, that would extend another 6 weeks, which would allow us to continue the care because it's very important for young mothers to have healthy mouths because that relays to the child. A mom with a lot of cavities, there's a high risk for the child to develop nursing bottle decay as well. So we're doing access that way for the kids. And then this past year, our Maryland Healthy Smiles included a pilot program for adults, those adults in the Medicaid program that are dual Medicaid, Medicare eligible, now can receive up to $800 dental benefits per calendar year. So we're really working with the state to promote that program. We're working within our dental society to promote more providers within each geographic area so that there's a provider close by, a short car trip, a short bus ride to the dental office to access the care that way. So there's many, many ways we're looking at it, and we're trying to address all those needs for all the Marylanders.
Well, Don, we're not going to forget that 50% number. I think we both said wow at the same time, right?
And that's where it comes back to the same thing every time, doesn't it? As we wrap up, you said from the beginning, we have smart people on here. You and I will sit back along with our listeners, and we'll just learn something. And
Charlie, he was my high school guidance counselor in 1982, right? So, like, I came to him a year and a half ago. He's running the county. I'm like, I need to learn some more stuff here. And then I'm going to learn stuff is talk to people who know more than me. So, hey, we really do appreciate you. We'll give a shout-out to everybody down at the North Bethesda Dental Associates. I'm on your page here, man. I see your team and your smiling team and your partners here. And I know y'all want to get back to what you're doing, but I know it's important through all the work that you're doing here locally to bring people together and let them know that you know, we can stay calm through this, and Dennis can chip in, and we can get this testing rolled out here and get everybody safe and get us back on to Pearl Jam concerts and hating the Redskins and the Nationals like we do up here in Baltimore, Charlie.
Well, I just, everyone stay calm and carry on, and we're going to get through this, and we'll be stronger in the long run.
You're about the fifth guest on Baltimore Positive that has just said, stay calm or keep calm, and we actually have keep calm right up here on the Chiron. So with that, we will bid you adieu. Really a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you so much.
Doctor, the good doctor and dentist, Charles Doering, joining us here from down in Rockville. We're not going to hold that whole D.C. We're all in it together because it says Maryland on it. He's with the Maryland State Dental Association Board of Trustees, as well as on its Legislative Affairs Committee, talking about his practice, talking about dentist practice, and talking about children and access to health care. It's Health Care Week around here. Former Baltimore County Executive Don Mueller sort of put this thing together, along with our friend Damian O'Doherty and KO and everybody there. We are very, very appreciative for all the guests coming in here, trying to educate us as we go through this COVID thing together. So we've done arts and entertainment. We've done a lot of politics and politicians. Don and I have gotten together with our dear friend Ryan Miner. All of that stuff up, as well as Cal Ripken last week as well, at BaltimorePositive.com. But we're sort of merging the brands here. I want to give a shout-out to Kristen Dorn for creating an incredible new logo for WNST and WNST.net and AM1570. I encourage everyone to go check that out. Big thanks to all of our sponsors around here. Appreciate everyone supporting all of our Baltimore Positive initiatives, including our friends over at Blondell Miller and Todd Schuler coming on and joining us, former delegate as a part of Baltimore Positive, as well as our friends at Moeller & Gary Realty. If you missed Jeff Moeller talking about what it's like to be a real estate agent, I think I had a beard back then. I've shaved twice since then. They're all running together, but Moeller and Gary joining us, and Jeff Moeller, Don's son, talking all things realty and getting deals done and getting your place sold throughout the pandemic. So make sure you reach to our friends at Moeller and Gary Realty. Crab cakes down at Fadley's. You can get them curbside. You can get them delivered anywhere in the country. They'll even deliver them to Rockville, although you can pick them up curbside, as well as the mac and cheese and the crab soup and all that deliciousness. I'm going to get out to the 21228 and see State Fair. See my friend Evan Brown sometime soon. Pick up some shrimp and grits to go. I might do that for breakfast on Saturday to get ready for the NFL draft. Luke and I are doing draft. Coach Billick has been with us this week. Dennis Colatsos has been with us from Coons Ford Security Boulevard this week, as well as Greg Cosell, Mike Tenier from Bleacher Report. We've done a real nice job of pushing a little bit of draft stuff in here when we've been talking COVID stuff during the lockdown. Hope everybody's washing your hands, wearing your mask, getting the rubber gloves together, just like our dentist friends and Dr. Doering as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. We're keeping it calm. We're staying local and totally Baltimore Positive.